I am definitely leaning against voting for this and said so last night.
That's Sarasota County Commissioner Nora Patterson. If she does vote against a proposal to use the county bed tax to help fund the county's share of providing money for the Reds ballpark, just one other county commissioner voting no would kill the deal.
There might be three votes for it, although it's hard to tell for sure. However, the way our ordinances are set up to divert the dollars to a stadium would require a supermajority of our commission. In other words, four votes. It is not clear that there are four votes.
On Monday, the city and county commissioners got together for the first time since declaring last week that the proposal for a new ballpark was dead. That's because that deal was hashed out before the state legislature passed their property tax reform, which restricts money out of the general fund for both local governments. But the plan to refurbish Ed Smith Stadium isn't significantly cheaper, coming in at $45 million. Pat Calhoun is the sports facility manager for the city of Sarasota. He says that the plan to have the new ballpark resemble what Clearwater did with Bright House Networks Field for the Philadelphia Phillies is still intact.
And also the new environmental techniques that can be used on brownfield sites, we're able to look at a rebuild on the present facility and look at a premier field immediately adjacent, which also takes care of the connectivity problem we had across a busy 12th Street where we had the new and the old stadium having to cross to get from one to the other. So right. Add that all up, and it brings down the cost of the facility somewhat, somewhere to the tune of about $8 million.
Next week, the Sarasota City Commission will vote on whether or not to approve a special referendum that would ask citizens to approve a property tax increase that could dedicate $12 million for the stadium. If 3 out of 5 city commissioners do approve that, it will go before the voters in November. The director of the Cincinnati Reds Florida operations, Jeff Maltzby, said Monday that the team is committed to staying in Sarasota, and if the measure comes before voters in November, the Reds will campaign hard in support of it. Sports facility manager Pat Calhoun acknowledges that political realities these days could make the referendum's outcome a tough call, but he says that it's a much rosier scenario than the 1980s when the Chicago White Sox were then threatening to leave town unless they got a new facility in Sarasota.
The atmosphere between the major and minor league, the major league city club and the city is much better than it was back in the 80s, and that referendum passed back in the 80s. It was like a 66% approval rate. It's not going to be easy in today's environment, but I think appropriately at this point in time, it has come full circle, and now we'll hopefully hinge on the vote of the city electorate as to whether or not we will continue the tradition of baseball in Sarasota.
Sarasota City Commissioner Kelly Kirshner says he will vote for the referendum if he can be convinced the proposal works for taxpayers.
I certainly think that baseball has been important to the history of Sarasota, and I think it's something that deserves the opportunity to have everyone in the community to weigh in on it and decide if we want to keep baseball here, then we're going to have to ante up the money, obviously, and if we don't, then we as a community will go out to the polls and we'll say so, too.
The Cincinnati Reds are supposedly in for $10 million, but actually it's only $5 million, as they will receive naming rights to the stadium. Several legislators have issues about that. Again, Sarasota City Commissioner Kelly Kirshner.
They would receive the proceeds from the naming rights of the facility, and my question yesterday was why would the least participating entity get the opportunity to benefit financially from those naming rights to, and then, you know, take the credit for adding that to the project cost. And I assume what they tried to tell us was that there's, you know, the brand identity of a Major League Baseball team is what's going to bring you that revenue and a couple of other reasons, but I think that's a little bit disingenuous considering they're only here, the Major League team is only here for about 4 weeks out of the year. So that's something that we're going to want to negotiate.